The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now we move to this news that airlines soon won't be allowed to charge you extra for bringing a trolley bag onto the plane. A new EU deal has overhauled passenger rights. This will also include changes to airline seating and claims for cancelled or delayed flights. Here to tell me more is former senator, founder of Aer Lingus Regional and former chair of the Shannon Airport Group, Padraig O'Cadia, and retired Lieutenant Colonel Airport Safety and Security Auditor, Kevin Byrne. And you're both welcome to the programme. Padraig, I'll start with you. This change in the rules around charging for bags, does this mean we'll all be beating the heads off each other with our wheelie suitcases to get them on the plane?
That's true. Probably that will happen, Claire. This has been, I suppose, discussed and argued at EU level for probably about 10 years now, and the aviation industry have been very much against it and didn't want it. What they want from an EU perspective is to make this more passenger friendly and more transparent. But there are unintended consequences as a result. As you say, you bring a cabin bag on board, that's included in your price. Families, there is no fee to sit children under 14 beside a parent. Same for disabled passengers and their carers. Compensation stays the same as it was 20 years ago. There's no increase in compensation, even though inflation has gone up. And airlines now have to be a lot more transparent and to show online how passengers can actually claim when compensation is required or needed.
So what do you think the unintended consequences will be of all this?
First of all, will prices rise? Well, it'll be included in the price now going forward from mid-2027 onwards. So, yeah, people will see that the fare will be more, and you can opt out. In other words, if you're not bringing this carry-on bag with you, there is a bit of a discount that you can get as a result of it, but it's actually going to be included in the price. So a lot of people will just pay it and move on, whether they're travelling lighter or not. That's the one thing. And probably a major issue, the real catch is bin space. Bin space cannot grow in the thing. So you can expect a lot more bags to be gate checked and to be paid a kind of penalty or a premium fee to put it in the hold. And people will then have to wait around at their arrival airport to get that delivered to them off the carousel. Yep.
Michael O'Leary often makes that point, doesn't he? That there just isn't enough room for everyone to bring a 10kg bag on. Now, I think this is a 7kg bag that will not be charged for under these new rules. But if everybody does that, if everyone brings that bag on board, you are going to have a battle over who gets to put the bag in the bin or the overhead bin and who doesn't.
Exactly. And what they'll have to do then be more vigilant at the gate and say, oh, hold on a second, even though you're entitled to bring your bag on board, we cannot bring it on board because X number of people have gone through with their bags and we don't have space for your bag. So you have to put it in the hold. One of the unintended consequences.
What about the seating changes?
The seating changes are interesting. I very, very much support the idea that there's no fee for children under 14 to sit beside a parent, and the same for disabled passengers and their carers. That's really, really important. What happened here, Claire, is that back in the year, and in fairness, like Ryanair were the first to develop this. They say there's a fare at €19, €29, €39, but that does not include a seat. You pay for a seat. And then you pay for more and more and more. So there's a lot of extras onto it. But having said that, and I did a little bit of kind of an analysis and study just before this conversation now, and European fares are up between 10 and 15% on pre-COVID levels, which actually is below general inflation. So in actual fact, we're getting a reasonably good deal from airlines, in particular Ryanair, quite frankly.
Okay, so there is scope for the prices to go up. And are you saying that under these changes, the prices are likely to go up?
Yes, 100%.
Right, Kevin, do you agree with that?
I do, really. I was just reflecting, as Padraig said, I last took a flight and I paid for the bag, and the bag cost me more than the flight itself. So what I want to know is, if the new price includes a bag, will I get the same value back? Will I get my 25 quid back, so to speak, to get a small bag that fits under the seat in front of me and doesn't need the overhead locker? The problem with that is, as Bordick rightly pointed out, they're going to do something to affect the 25-minute turnaround, because if 180 people or whatever figure is get on board the aircraft and all of them have bags, most will have bags, you get the half the number goes on top overhead, the next will be taken and taken off them at the steps of the aircraft and thrown into the baggage hold. But that means you have to collect it at the airport of destination. So that will delay the people's travels in some respect, but it will get over the problem. They won't have to check it in because it'll already be with them. They'll just leave it at the bottom of the steps and a man or woman will put it into the hold, as happens occasionally now. There's a few other points worth mentioning too. I think Portic said the price of compensation doesn't go up. I think it might go up to 300 to 600 depending on the distance involved. The airlines wanted a 4-hour delay, so you got nothing until you were kept on the ground for 4 hours. Mm-hmm. That remains at 3 hours. So if you want, you can get your 3 hours compensation. The airline won't give you a form to fill out, but they will tell you your rights, so you have to go online and do it in that regard. One major feature, though, in favour of the airlines, and I kind of agree with this to a certain extent, weather disruptions will not be part of the compensation business now. So if it's, you know, because of extreme heat or snow or winds or rain, whatever it might be, that isn't the airline fault, and they won't have to pay compensation if the flight is cancelled for
and
that
do,
reason.
And do they now?
You get your money back. They do now, yes, and indeed I've managed to get some money off one of the airlines for that very reason. If the flight was cancelled, you get compensation if you're delayed, but that'll be taken out of it now. That's really the only sop that the European Commission and the European Parliament gave to the airlines in this case, and it's been discussed now since 2013. The law is in place since 2004, so it's nothing new from that point of view. So the only people unhappy, as has been said, are really the airlines. The International Air Transport Association Secretary General, our own Willie Walsh, was very much not in favour of it yesterday when he made statements about it. They're generally opposed to it because it adds to complexity and it doesn't add to the bottom line from that point of view. So, yeah. So we'll see what happens in 27.
So the EU, Kevin, then in your view, and quite possibly in the airline industry view as well, have been quite tough on the business in that they have not listened to all of the lobbying and the campaigning that has gone on over the last number of years in regard to these issues we've just outlined.
No, and I think it's probably a response to, you know, the airlines were said, as Boris said, you get a ticket. I didn't pay for the last seat I got, but I ended up at a window by choice. I wasn't going to pay an extra 19. I did pay 25 euros for the bag, if you know what I mean, and it had to be done. But they add on things, you see. That has been a problem for the consumer people in the EU, so to speak. They said it's not very fair. You should buy, you know, you should go back to the old days in some respects. And they've removed, you know, the requirements to pay for that. So it's all to do, though, with low fares. We've been very lucky, as Borica said, we've really stabilised the fees, and we're getting extremely good value compared to what we got, say, 25 years ago even. So, and there's a whole host of new routes that wouldn't be there if it were not for the low-cost carriers. So we've really a lot to be thankful for, both in terms of the airline service and in the EU looking after our consumer rights.
Yeah, I just wonder, though, are we shooting ourselves in the foot, Borica, as consumers here? Will we be paying more ultimately, or will it just look different? You know, it'll be the line item will be different in that you're not paying for your bag, but you're paying more for something else.
That's a good question, Claire. I think predominantly the line item will be different, and the cost of the bag will be included rather than excluded at the moment. And then we will have to tick a box to say we don't want the 7 kg bag. So the price will be seen to be more expensive because of that. Having said that, the basic model for an airline, if you look at the kind of break even level of an airline requires passenger numbers. So a passenger 1 euro difference can make millions of a difference to an airline at the end of the day. So it's in their airline's interest to have the maximum number of passengers, and they can do that at a very, very price sensitive figure. So Ryanair with 90 plus percent load factors, that's where they make the profit. It's the extra 10 or 15% of more passengers on board that they actually make the money on. And that's basically the economic model in aviation.
Yeah, it's just some people complain, don't they, about, in general terms, the pace of change with the EU, you know, the pace of reaction. And if you look at the airline business, the systems are so established. We all know your 10 kg bag has to be 10 kg and no more than that. If you want to sit with certain people on the plane, you have to pay for that. Now to upend that system, Porg, I mean, you'll know this working, you know, in the consumer world, that it is hard to change people's behaviour and their expectations. And I would just wonder, is the EU acting here too late, really?
I just go back, Claire, to potential unintended consequences, and some that we might be aware of now and others that we're not aware of. And I think it will to some degree affect some passengers in relation to their psychology of it. But having said that, the number of passengers flying now has been unprecedented. And like as Kevin said earlier, what airlines like Ryanair have done, particularly out of regional Ireland, out of Shannon and so on, it's incredible. Without Ryanair, you'd have to ask the question, would Shannon Airport be viable, for example? And I think that's part of a bigger picture. But I believe that consumers will turn around, will accept what's happening. But I actually don't think it's going to have any major positive effect, and it may have a more of a significant negative effect, particularly about the bin spaces that you mentioned earlier. Okay,
Kevin, what do you think, negative or positive for consumers?
They get used to it very quickly. That's the one thing about aviation, that once they know the price and they go online, people are very savvy now, travellers, because they pick and choose what they want to do, where they want to go. And every day there's 12,000 flights over Western Europe, which is an enormous number of people like that. The demand to go flying is bigger than ever, Claire, despite the price of aviation fuel, although that should go down now very shortly, we'd hope. But there's going to be a huge demand. And when they go online, they will get used to it. So the price may go up on paper for a while, but I think people will get used to it, as Portica said. We'll get used to it very quickly. By 6 months in the middle of 2027, whenever this comes in, it'll be the norm, and we'll get used to it because we got used to everything else. And it will be, I think, a positive thing in the long run. And it certainly gives the parliamentarians in Europe a chance to say, look, we're on the consumers' back, you know, here. We can look after things for you. So it justifies their existence to some extent, I suppose.
Well, you'll want money back, Kevin, won't you, if you don't bring it back?
Yeah.
You want a few bob back off your ticket price.
I have perfected the art of getting a small bag, which I bought in pennies, and stick it under the seat in front of me like that if I'm going for 3 or 4 days. Any more, I want a bag. But what I want to do is get the money back at the same price I paid before. If the trolley is going to be 20, trolley bag, 20 euros, let's see if the passengers get it back. But I suspect, as Portic says, you get a token back, maybe a tenner or whatever. You won't get the same value you got when you had to pay for it in the first place to add on to the price of your seat and your ticket.
A listener helpfully points out that so many people have a bag sized for 10k and they know exactly how much they need to put into that bag.
Yes.
But now are we all going to have to buy new bags to meet the 7 kg limit? We will.
But the size of the bag is left up to the airline, funnily enough. So the Airbus 320 and the 737-800 have got different sizes, but they're more or less the same, whatever the facilities are in metric terms like that. But I can tell you this: if there's a cost differential between the 7 and 10 kilo bags, we've got 10 kilos now. If it goes down to 7, there'll be very sharp-eyed staff members checking you in, depending on where the airport might be, and weighing your bag, which will also add to the hassle and to the inconvenience and maybe to the stress of those people going back from holidays as opposed to going out on holiday.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.